When you were riding in a wagon, what did you hold on to?
Well, if you are hauling wood, this pole, you sit on the coupling pole, or you're on the rocking bolster. But now, if you're going to haul charcoal wood, you see you have your little bed on there, you see. And you hold to the side of your bed. That bed be about that tall. See, that bed sit down on the rocking bolster. See, a wagon got a rocking bolster on, back in front. Then you see you make your bed and set it on top of the rocking bolster. Then you set a bed and over how your a board across the wagon, sit down on that board and hold to the, you know, to the side. But now, you see, we no more wagon now. You got trucks now.
Did you, Mr. Did you have a, when the, what did the traces come back and hitch to?
Call that a single tree. A single tree. It's like, well, you got a single tree and a double tree. The double tree means, well, the single tree fast on to it. You see, a double tree, that's on the end of your breaking plow. That's the first thing you put on there, a double tree. Well, it's got two things on there. See, one here and one yonder. Well, then you put your single tree on that. And the horse will pull from that. See, you call it a double tree and a single tree.
And you fit on the wheels fit on the...
On the axle, if you got a wheel plow.
What about the outside of the wheel? Tell me all about the wheel.
Well, the wheels, they made up from a rim. You know, we used to have wood wheels years ago. And you call them thing between a spoke. Mm-hmm. Well, then you see, first thing you got your hub. See that hub, you see. Or you see now, they got an axle up in that hub. Well, the inside is more wider than the outside. See, the inside, that go up on your axle on your wagon, you see. All right, then you see, call that a hub. And then you put your spokes on your hub. See, you got that slot to cut there for them spokes to go in, you see, around that hub all the way around. Then they come up to that rim. These things that the spokes go into, they call them fellers. See, they work in section.
Yeah.
See now.
What fits around the fellers?
They are, the spokes. The poke up in the fella, and then you see you put your rim on, you understand, and then you braid your rim on your fella. See, that rim is, that's the last thing put on that rim. See, that was the wagon roll on that rim, you see.
That's metal.
That's iron. Sometimes it be some got wide trays. Some about like this. That's according to what you want to buy. Sometimes you buy them narrow trays. They're more cheaper than a wide tray wagon. So that's where it hit me up. I used to run a wagon years ago. I used to fix my own wagon. I put spokes in my wheels, you know, and make my cupping pole, make me a tongue for my wagon. Sure would. That's right.
What'd you have to keep the wheel turning?
That hoop, it's iron.
Yeah.
It's cast iron.
Mm-hmm.
See, you grease, you had grease, keep it greased so it turned right. See, you take it off, you know, and you put grease in there, you see. And when your horse goes pulling, he just roll on over, you see. But you got to keep it greased. If it don't, it'll lock.
How's that thick stuff?